Good morning, Source. Want to welcome you again to our second month of our Saxational Source and Prayer and Praise. Our prayer calls have been going on for, we're rounding out our second month. We have had just a wonderful time in the Lord each of these Saturday mornings. So I want to welcome you on behalf of our President, Sor Keisha Thurman, on behalf of our chaplains, myself, Sor Dawn Clark, Sor Arlene Young, Sor Latasha Gray, and our magnificent Council of Chaplains. And I just want to thank Sor Sherry Nimson first for just all of her hard work and just really setting an atmosphere of praise and worship this morning. She has really ushered in us into this morning's service. I'm going to call it a service because that's what we have on these Saturday mornings. We have service. We are in the presence of the Lord each and every Saturday morning. And so I was reminded this morning as I was preparing for this call of how Sor Latasha talked about shifting the atmosphere and led us thinking about praising God and how good He is. And especially in these turbulent times we are going, you know, not just the pandemic that is going on, that is running rampant in our communities, but now with this continued escalation of violence and killing of our Black men and just the stirring of our emotions and our fears, anxieties, and our anger. At what is transpiring, that we need to continue to remind ourselves that God is still good and that He is still in control. He is still working on our behalf. So I wanted to turn our attention just for a moment. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalm 34, and I wanted to read it in the Message translation. It says, "I will bless God every chance I get. My lungs will expand with His praise. I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be happy. Join me in spreading the news together. Let us get the word out. Lord, let us spread the news that God is still good, that He is still worthy of praise, that He is still to be glorified, even in the midst of all that is going on. Let us think on those things that are lovely and true and praiseworthy. And let us continue to worship Him in spirit and in truth. This morning, we will be led in prayer and meditation by Sors Venus Brown and Sors Deb DeVoe. I turn it over to them.
Good morning, Sorors. Good morning. The word hope is defined as the feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Biblical hope is the anticipation of favorable outcome under God's guidance. It is trustful expectation. Hope is the confidence that what God has done for us in the past guarantees our participation in what God will do in the future. This is the opposite of what the world's definition of hope as the feeling of what is desired will happen. For example, I can say, I sure hope it doesn't rain today. We can hope for sunny weather, but we have no control over the weather. In the Old Testament, God alone is the object of hope, generated by His mighty deeds. He redeemed the Israelites from bondage in Egypt. He provided for their needs in the wilderness and provided a firm base for their continuing purpose for them. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is the object of hope. He's the Messiah who brought salvation by His life, His death, and resurrection. God's promises are fulfilled in Him. In Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself. Hope in the Son is one with hope in the Father. So the future of hope. The New Testament also affirms Christ's redemptive work in the past and looks forward to His return in our future. The major emphasis on hope centers on the second coming of Christ, and the blessed hope of the church is the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The assurance of hope. We Christians live in hope for two reasons: because of what God has done in Christ, and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:16 says, "The Spirit himself testifies together with our spirit that we are God's children." With this assurance of hope, we Christians live in the present with confidence, and we face the future with courage. We face our trials and tribulations with no fear, because we learn from Romans 5:3 and 4 that affliction produces endurance, endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Our perseverance is not passive resignation in the face of trouble. It is confident endurance. Christian hope is different from ordinary hope. Christian hope is the gift of God. Amen? I leave you with these scriptures from Hebrews 6:19. We have this hope like a sure anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. And Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and believing that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesse Jackson coined a phrase that we're all familiar with: keep hope alive. I'd like to share a nugget from my 91-year-old father: never give up. There's always hope. Never give up. There's always hope. My sorrows in this time of uncertainty during the pandemic and these senseless killings, I implore you to live your life in hope, the anticipation of favorable outcome under God's guidance. I now turn it over to Sora Venus Brown.
Amen, Sora Deborah. Amen. Hope. What a beautiful word. It's such a short word, and it seems like we toss it around, but it has so much strength in that word. So if you're like me, it's been a rough week, and I've been wrestling with so many thoughts and emotions. I feel like I've been on a roller coaster. Turn the news on, turn the news off. It's a lot of unrest on top of everything we already were dealing with. But I know when we're met with despair that we must remember hope. And we must remember to praise God in the midst of no matter what is going on and how it looks. The Bible reminds us that God is our refuge and our strength. In Psalm 46, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake. God is our refuge and our strength. We have to hold on to that hope that we remember in our soul. And in Psalm 62 and 8, it tells us to trust him at all times. Pour out our hearts to him, for he is our refuge. So I'm reminded that when I was a young girl growing up in the AME church, not different than any of you growing up in your church, that if I ever felt lost and uncertain, confused, and I didn't know what to do or say, that I could call on the Lord through the Lord's Prayer. That's the prayer that we all can hold on to, and it gives us that hope and that refuge and that strength. So I'm going to recite it, and I'm going to ask you to recite it. I know you're muted, and some of us are unmuted. If you would just say it silently, those that are unmuted. But Sora, wherever you're sitting, wherever you are, quiet your soul and recite the Lord's Prayer with me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Dear Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Such a simple prayer that we all can call upon the Lord to be with us, to guide us, to forgive us. So I'm going to say another prayer. Ask that you just go with me to the throne. Heavenly Father, you know our hearts this morning. We're not the same as we were last month or a couple months ago when we began these calls. A mere few days ago, we're not the same, Lord. We need you this morning, and we thank you, God, for just being God. We thank you, God, for being a healer. You've healed so many of our sores that we praise you. We heard that this morning from our chaplain that we must continue the praise in the midst. So we praise you, God, for being a healer. We praise you for healing those family members, Lord, if it hasn't even been our sores. All of us have been touched by a situation, God, that we don't understand. And so we praise you and we thank you. We thank you for being a healer. We thank you for being a way maker. Somehow you have figured it out for us, Father God. And we thank you for creating opportunities in the midst of this craziness. We thank you, God, for being a way maker for those that are furloughed, those that are homeschooling, those that are working from home, those essential workers that are going, those frontline workers. You have been a way maker, God, and somehow figured it out way before we even got there. So thank you, God, for helping us every day to get back up and face it, even in the midst of what's going on. You have been a guide. You've been our comforter. We ask that you continue to be our doctor, be our lawyer, dear God, be our judge. Be our friend, God. That's what we need. Heal our land. We plead the blood of Jesus for our sins and the sins of our brothers. We ask forgiveness, dear God, for our brethren, and we ask that our suffering, Lord, may not be long. Have mercy upon us, dear God. Please have mercy upon us. We know you as God and Yahweh, Jehovah, the Lord of hosts, Jesus, who has risen from the dead. And we love you for that because we know, God, that you are our refuge. You are our strength. We petition you to calm our nation. Hear our cry. Have mercy upon us. Dear Lord, grant us peace. Grant us grace. Let us be reminded that we do have the hope of God, the love of God, and we will lift every voice and sing. Till earth and heaven ring, till it rings with the harmonies of liberty, we will let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. We will let it resound loud as the rolling sea. We will sing a song full of faith that the dark past has taught us. We will, God, sing a song full of hope that the present has brought us. We will face the rising sun till our new day begun. We will march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod. Felt in the day that hope unborn had died, but yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place on which our fathers sighed. We have come over a way with tears that have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out of the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our star is cast. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who has brought us thus far on the way, thou who has by thy might led us into the light. Keep us forever in the path we pray, lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee, lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. But shadow beneath thy hand, may we forever stand true to our God, true to our native land. I leave you, Soars, with those words of our anthem, and I ask that you lift every voice in praises to God. Bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so we thank you, Father, for each participant this morning bringing their supply of the Spirit. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Latasha. Thank you, Venus. Sora's Don, Latasha, Venus, and Deborah. And before we close or end this call, I'm going to ask if our beloved president is on the line and has any words to share with us before we close. Sora.
Amen. Good morning, Sora.
Good morning.
So as Sora Don mentioned at the beginning of the call, thank you to Sora Sherry, the chair of our ICT team, for continued support in setting up these calls so early in the morning. We appreciate you. And to our fabulous co-chaplains and our wonderful council of chaplains, thank you all for bringing these spirit-filled messages to us every week for the last 2 months. That's 8 weeks, Soars, 8 Saturdays, and for offering to continue these calls through the end of the sorority year. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you all for your commitment to bring to keeping us prayed up, you know, when we need it most. Our country, we just need prayers all day, every day. Please keep our Soars, Rochelle Windham and Angela Whitaker Payton, in your thoughts and prayers as they both recover from recent surgeries, and all others that are on our growing prayer list. And hopefully you all will continue to list your, you know, friends and family and Soars on that list so that we know who is in need of prayer. Just a thought, as you enjoy this weekend, I believe we have some good weather ahead of us. Please continue to pray for our country. You know, as we watch the news, it's bad enough that we are living in, as I keep saying, these coronavirus times, and now we have protests turning to riots to worry about that are injuring and killing innocent people right here in our backyard in Detroit. So let us pray for justice and peace, Soars, now and forevermore. I thank you all for joining the call. I love you. Continue to stay safe. Stay home if you can. Have a great day, Soars.
Amen. And one final word as we end. May the great God of heaven and Jesus Christ, our Lord, overwhelm our minds, overcome our weaknesses, and overhear our praise throughout this day and the week. And to him be the glory, God, forever and ever. Amen. Be blessed, Soras. Be at peace. The call is ended.
Amen.
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 Amen.